Go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now I'm not trying to be rude, but hey pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach.
So you're not allowed to play this song anymore? So baby, give me that
ooh, ooh. Oh, is this the R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga?
No, not Lady Gaga. This is R. Kelly's biggest song. This is the, Carmen, am I not allowed to play this R. Kelly song anymore?
No.
Why, though?
This is raping music.
Oh, my God. Don't say it like that.
You put it on, you know what's happening.
No.
Yep.
I just think that, like, everybody's like, well, even my wife's like, sorry, R. Kelly. I'm done. I watch a show. I'm not playing it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's still a great song.
Right.
You got to get down to it.
And I'm not like, you know, if you listen on Spotify, you're giving them like 2 cents. So it's not like you're funding his rape house or whatever he had going on.
Yeah. Right. But I just, it's time sensitive right now. So I say like give it like a month.
No.
Okay. You're just going to put it in their face.
Listen.
Spin stop.
What? Well, I'm sorry.
Led Zeppelin did worse things to girls with fish. And Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
Yeah, but the women wanted that.
Oh,
they wanted.
How do you know? Were you there?
I was there.
What do they do with a fish?
You, you know
about it.
Yeah.
It's Mother Nature.
No.
They were staying in a hotel that was famous for being able, you, it was right on the water, and you were able to fish from your window.
Okay.
Like, that was a big thing.
Right.
And they pulled a fish in.
Mud shark.
A mud shark.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, they
did. Oh.
Yeah. I wasn't there. That's one of the legendary stories.
I was there. Yeah.
So, I'm not saying that it's the same type of situation, but there's a lot of bands that have done bad things. So, you just, is this it? Are we never, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I hate this song. I never liked R. Kelly.
What?
But I guarantee you.
This was like 8th grade.
I guarantee you Pete's never going to be able to get away from this.
Oh, yeah.
This and Keith Sweat. You can tell Pete that Keith Sweat and what's his name, Maxwell, have done some bad things. And Pete's going to be like, sorry. I didn't do it.
Well, I was wondering because you said about R. Kelly, but did you see the whole Lady Gaga thing?
I saw Lady Gaga said apologized for working with him and she didn't know. And
she removed that song now. I guess she had a song with
him.
Well,
she should because she's making the money.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's making money right now.
But do what you want with my body.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Come on. All right, no.
And that's a new one?
No. I guess this was from
2013?
A while back.
Well, she's been around for a while. So.
Yeah, but I mean, also, this rumor has been around for a while.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we saw the video. There is evidence of what happened back, you know, the...
Yeah. Wasn't him. He said it wasn't him.
Yeah, and also, the girl in the video said it wasn't her. It was, but when she said it wasn't her, and the family was like, wasn't her, then they had no choice. So, you know... Look, I think the guy's sleazy and guilty, and he should be in jail, which
you
I guess
you think he's guilty?
Oh.
I didn't watch the thing.
I watched it.
I didn't watch the thing. I want to, but, like, I don't, you know what I mean?
Here's one of the things that makes me know that he is guilty. So, this is a really good-looking girl,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, you know, I reached out to him, and he reached out to me, and we had this, like, good relationship where we were friends, and, you know, I could tell that he was, like, coming on to me, and she goes, but we were getting along really well, so he invited me out on the road. And she goes, and then one night after a show, I was in the hotel room sleeping, and he came up banging on my door. And she goes, and I knew. And she goes, I don't know if I was ready to have sex with him, but I felt like I owed it to him because
he takes you on the road, he's feeding you.
Like, I kind of was expecting it.
Yeah.
And she said, gives you a job, he takes you to lunch every once in a while, you should sleep with that guy. You're not getting my joke. Okay, anyway.
You had taken me to lunch once. Made more lunches.
Well, need more sleeping. So she has sex with him, and then the next day, all this stuff hits on TMZ about a girl's, R. Kelly's holding her against her will and all this stuff, and he's brainwashing girls, and this girl is like, what is all this about? And he goes, I don't know. It's some family that's got a vendetta against me, and it's all BS, whatever.
Right.
And she said, then a couple of minutes later, he picked up the phone, and all he goes is, get dressed, we're leaving, and he hangs up the phone. And then we went downstairs, and she's like, and there's the girl that was just being talked about on TMZ, and she's downstairs. And he said she didn't look like she was a prisoner, but she was totally subservient And he couldn't. All the girls say it's not about. It's about the power that he has. They all have to ask him for permission to go to the bathroom and to leave the room and all that stuff. And that's why he's got. And then,
but listen, but you want to know what? That's almost just like a hard boss. Like if we were in here,
hard boss.
No, but like if we had this, and
you just describe me right now.
Yeah, like if we're in here, like my job is to answer the phones, and if the phone lines are lighting up, like I know I can't go to the bathroom until all the phones are answered. But that's but like in but, the beginning, but
that's a job. This is just this is young girls.
But they work for him. They're on the road with him. They're doing things for him. So
they're doing things. For him.
But like she said, he gave her a job. She felt like she owed it to him because he did give her a job. He took her on the road. He's supplying the
suit. No, this girl said they just took her on the road like to be, you know, around each other.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't give her a job. And then the other girls he was using was girls who wanted to be singers and stuff that he was giving them like a mentor program.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, also so that he can go through the parents and he could say, hey, I'm going to take her to Chicago where we have the studio. And there's a lot of parallels between R. Kelly and me. Yeah. No, but he'd say, I'm taking her to Chicago. I'm taking her to the studio. She could live here at the studio. And that he would assign another female to be with her because she was a minor. But that would be just one of his other hoes that he had.
Right.
Yeah, dude, he was a creep. He still is. He's a creep. And I think that he's so crazy that in his head, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong.
Right.
But he's nuts. Yeah. And I will tell you this. There is one scene where there's a couple, but where the mother and father go to the recording studio and they pretend not to be in there and they call the police and they say, we want a wellness check. And the police are like, we have no reason to go in there. There's no crimes. I would have never called the police. I would have just went in there, guns blazing,
right,
and get my kid back, which would have been wrong, you know. But anyway, R. Kelly's horrible, but if you want to listen to Ignition, that's fine. Especially if you already own it. Like, I wouldn't say go buy it because then you're going to give him some money. But
right.
Basically,
yeah.
If you just like the song.
What about me? Like, I'm not familiar with that song and I heard it and I like it. What if I want to download it now and then play it so people know what's going on when they hear it?
Oh, yeah.
And what's going on, Carmen, when you hear this?
I don't like that.
Well, I mean, you just associate the two. All his music is.
I believe I can fly. Doesn't he, like, have a version of where he's talking about, it was like in Space Jam or something? He's got, like, a love song that was real famous. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Which one?
I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, yeah.
That's not raping music.
Oh, that is, because guess what?
Know.
He thinks he's above the law.
Oh.
He thinks he can fly over.
Wow.
Steal little girls.
What is he, that? An eagle of rapists? He just swoops down and snatches them up?
He's a pterodactyl of rapists.
Jesus God.
Now every time I hear any of his music.
I believe I can snatch little girls. Oh, this is terrible.
This is a great song.
Until you put raping with it.
I used to think that I could not go on. And life was love.
So when I worked in the nightclub, a guy came in and one of the other bartenders thought it was R. Kelly. This was way back, probably when this song was out, whatever. But I didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's R. Kelly. And I go, I don't know who R. Kelly is. And he goes, he's like the Eddie Van Halen of singing.
What?
I go, stop.
What?
I go, if he was the Eddie Van Halen of singing, I would have heard of him.
Yeah.
That means he's the greatest singer and changed singing forever. You know, I think I would have heard of him.
R. Kelly is good, though.
He is good.
But I mean, is he that good of a singer?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
He's a good singer.
He's a good singer.
No, I know, but he's not Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Like,
in the R&B world, he may be.
Here, how about this analogy? He's the Eddie Van Halen of holding girls against their will.
There you go.
He's
good at that.
That
makes a lot more sense. Yeah. So you're telling me...
He's the Eddie Van Halen of trapping girls.
Yeah, he's great.
So you're telling me that in singing, even R&B singing, whatever, that he's that much above everybody else?
Well, he was,
and he changed it? He completely changed how people sing? Yeah, exactly. So, no, then definitely not.
Yeah.
This is his I Admit song with the lyrics so we can follow along.
Oh, what's he admitting to?
Some imperfect ways.
I admit I made some mistakes.
Okay.
And I have some imperfect ways.
All right.
I admit I help so many people. And I'm saying damn people.
turn fake. I admit it was so hard to focus.
Focus.
I didn't go to classes. I admit that I dropped out of school. I admit that I wasn't that cool. I admit I just feel like retired. Admit.
Once I saw the word, I tried to stop it.
Got it.
Yeah, he says that. For
we did it, everybody.
He goes.
Now hard. You should go to jail, R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Listen, he's, I don't know. Just be careful. Don't put R.
Be careful. All right. Thank you.
If you hear R. Kelly music, run.
Yeah, go the other way.
Raping our ears, too, now.
Go towards Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Somebody just said Sex Me is R. Kelly's best song. Carmen, you know that song?
I need to hear it.
I don't feel like I could play it.
Yeah, you can.
You know it?
Maybe. I need to hear, like, the beat.
All right, let me look at it.
I bet it goes.
Sex Me.
The Sex Me Part 2.
Sex Me Up.
The Sex Me Street version.
Baby, take off your clothes.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Turn off the light.
You think that's a better song than this?
You know I can't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Is this for real?
Are you serious? This is 90s R&B? This is great.
This is where he's the Eddie Van Halen. He's baby making music.
Can I tell you right now? This sounds like my special cousin made a thing.
You wish your special cousin.
Can I tell you something right now?
Oh, that's good, Craig. Good job, Craig. No, it sounds good.
So good, Craig.
Take your shoes off. Let me rub your butt.
You're just describing things.
Yeah, well, that's that admitted song was basically just him talking. I went home after work, put my feet up on the ottoman. I mean, that's basically what he's
put
doing.
Put some powder on your thighs.
He's the Eddie Van Halen of
storytelling. Put a blanket over your face.
Mm-hmm.
Put a blanket over your face.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelter Show.
What do we have in news?
There you put go. A blanket over your face so you can't see the combination to lock that he's locking the door. President Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, will testify before the White House Oversight Committee, the first major move by the House Democrats to haul in a member of Trump's team connected to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, according to the schedule published by the committee. Cohen has agreed to testify publicly before a panel on February 7th. That's according to a statement from Cohen. So how much stuff do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
Does he have anything?
Yeah, I'm sure he has some stuff, but...
Anything that's going to get Trump in trouble?
Nah.
Or is just going to be like, a big deal. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
The ongoing partial government shutdown hit a new milestone today by matching the record for the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. See, Trump's number one. He's the best at everything. Today marks the 21st day of the partial shutdown that started days before Christmas over a standoff between President Donald Trump and congressional Democrats over funding for the president's long-promised border wall. That's the same length of time as the 21-day shutdown that stretched from December 95 to January 96 as a result of a clash between President Bill Clinton and the GOP Congress. That shutdown currently holds the record as the longest in U.S. history. As of now, there is still no end in sight to the current partial shutdown, putting it on track to break the record by Saturday.
All right, so let me give you this from non-Trump-friendly CNN. 70 direct effects of the partial government shutdown.
Well, I have one of them here that I know, the FDA.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big thing. So the FDA has their ability to ensure the safety of American food.
Don't eat your meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the FDA actually said that they're going to focus their resources on areas of highest potential risk of consumers and stuff.
380,000 federal workers are furloughed, not being paid right now. 420,000 federal employees are working without pay. Many tens of thousands of contractors who rely on the federal government but are not full-time employees are not being paid and are less likely to receive back pay. In Florida, that translates to about 10,000 to 30,000 people. In January, jobs report most of the workers who have been furloughed will be counted as unemployed, which will now affect the unemployment rate. Transportation Security Admission, where Mo works, workers will have engaged in sick outs to silently protest being forced to work without pay. So now your TSA folks are getting together and they're not coming to work just to protest it. And like Galvin said, with nearly 50% of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration off the job due to the shutdown, some agency employees worry the safety of and health of the American public. The FDA has stopped some inspections of food, including fruit, meat, seafood, and vegetables.
Oh, boy.
Pending company mergers are being slowed because the Securities and Exchange Commission isn't fully staffed. The Department of Justice has asked for a delay to lawsuits that could invalidate the Affordable Care Act, under which millions obtain health insurance. Federal contractors could be losing a combined $200 million a day, according to Bloomberg analyst. The folks who get food stamps will eventually be curtailed because they will be able to continue through February right now only. Let me see what else. Here's one that affects us now that aliens are contacting us. One of the Hubble telescope's main instruments stopped working, and they can't fix it.
Come on.
Until the shutdown ends. People are the other worlds are trying to contact us,
yeah,
and we can't respond because the telescope's broken.
Yeah,
wouldn't that really be something, though, if they were trying to contact and we missed our opportunity because of this?
And they go, we thought they were advanced, but they're dumb. This is important, especially if you're traveling. Air traffic controllers missed their first paychecks on January 10th and received pay stubs showing the net pay of zero, according to their union. So
they tell the planes where to go.
Right. So see how many, guys stop showing up for work now or start. Wait till they crash one plane. That'll end this thing. Thousands of Secret Service agents are working without pay. At a prison in Greenville, Illinois, where prison employees work without pay, they're having trouble finding workers to staff overtime shifts. Jesus Christ. There we go. The federal prison workers in Florida's panhandle were already having to commute 400 miles because of Hurricane Michael. They'll have to keep doing it and doing it without paychecks or expense reimbursement.
How is that legal?
Because they're getting paid from the government, and the government's not open right now.
Yeah, the government's not open right now.
Sorry, folks. Government's closed.
Yeah, what?
Moose outside.
How is that a thing?
The IRS isn't staffed to answer questions from people, you know, when they this is a time now where people are calling the IRS with questions. They say, though, that it's not going to affect your refunds.
They say that now.
Yeah, because they don't want everybody freaking out.
But they were saying it in the beginning. Like, right at the beginning of this, they said, like, you weren't going to be able to get... You could file, but you weren't going to get your refunds back.
The FCC has stopped most of its operations, including its Consumer Complaint Center.
I wonder. Yeah, that's all right.
This one is a pay raise for Vice President Mike Pence, his cabinet secretaries, has been frozen. Yeah. Anyway...
So what would end this? Like if
a wall,
if Trump gets his wall, that will end it.
Yep.
But until he gets his wall, he won't end it.
Right.
And
we're doing a big sling and D contest in the government right now. Trump wants his wall, and Pelosi and Schumer say no way, you're not getting a wall. And in the meantime, both are sacrificing the livelihood of hundreds of thousands of people.
Nah.
And that's basically it.
Right. But, okay, so like you said, this is just a big D contest, you know, who can swing it bigger. But my thing is like, who shut it down, Trump or both sides?
Trump shut it down.
Okay.
But he warned them and said, if I don't get my $5 billion for the wall, which may sound like a lot of money to us, but $5 billion in a budget is not that big of a deal. They could give him the $5 billion. They've spent more money on dumber stuff.
But aren't we in debt by like $300 million?
We'll always be in debt.
Yeah.
Those are all
We're always
numbers.
In debt and other countries owe us.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden if somebody decided to collect it all, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we're just shuffling money like a big old Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, because we'd be like, China, go talk to France.
Yeah.
They gotta pay us. And then, that's a big deal.
What is going on?
Then Italy comes over and goes, you owe us money.
Yeah.
We're gonna get it back. Anyway, so the government shut down and for the longest in some time. And how will that end?
That ends with the Democrats folding and giving the money.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too. And then I think they try to use that for the for the next election. Hey, we cared more about the American people.
Yeah. We did what we could for the people, and that meant we had to, you know, bend to this lunatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But didn't the government shut down with Obama, like about Obamacare or something?
Yeah, but well, they always, when it comes to budget time, they always fight everything. They fight over everything or Obamacare, and they shut down for like a week, and the vice president goes in and
does a Dominic Trubisky and fixes it. That one wasn't like just because I remember it being in the news to the point where it was like talked about quite a bit.
Yeah, well, like I said in the story there in 95, whenever Clinton was president, it was shut down for 21 days, which it is right now. Yeah. So tomorrow, this will be the longest shutdown. Right now, that one was, and we're tied right now for the longest shutdown in history. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Welcome to the world of politics in a nutshell, Carmen.
I don't want it.
I don't want it.
Can I get back out?
Yeah. Okay. You can go live with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, did you ever go by Wagner College when you were up in
sure
St. Island?
Did.
Yeah. Well, this popped up the other day during a 2004 commencement speech at Wagner College on Staten Island. President Donald Trump, then just Donald Trump, you know, real estate mogul, told the students that if there was a wall in front of them, what they should do. If there is a wall in front of
climb
them. We have the video on Bone TV and the audio here. Check this out. Here we go.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it. Go over it. Go around it. But get to the other side of that wall.
Oh, you gave them all the plan. No, now they know how to do it.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Go through, go over.
Yeah.
Did you see the...
I did. The video of the old movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, where this guy comes into town and...
A shyster.
Yeah, he's a shyster, and he gets all these people to give him money to build a wall so that, what was it, meteors or something that were coming? There was something that was coming.
Was, yeah.
Anyways, he was, you know, scamming them out of their money for a wall, and it winds up, the character's name was Trump.
No.
Yeah, and it was from a movie from like 1956 or something.
And I thought for sure it was edited, but Snopes has it.
Yeah.
Wow. Legit. That's creepy.
That, you want to hear it? I think I have a little bit of it.
All right.
Yeah, it's so creepy because Trump's not a common name.
Yeah.
You know? And they're like, and the one guy's like, listen, Trump, I think you're a liar. I think you're here, hold on. I'll play it for you. 1950s TV show that has a con man called Trump.
Don't penetrate. What do? How do we save ourselves?
You ask, how do you build that wall? You ask, and I'm here to tell you.
You're a liar, Trump.
I've done all I can for Talpa.
Figure it's time for me to be moving on.
Well, I think you ought to wait.
Or you and I disagree.
You're under arrest, Trump.
That's so awkward.
That's great.
That's very weird.
Man.
They have it broken down in some
I'm
of the things.
There's time travel.
Yeah,
Somebody went back real quick and made this movie. And then traveled back in time and goes, wait, look at this movie that we have.
Unbelievable.
There's time travel.
So it's from 1958, TV show called Trackdown, and it says a few different things. It says a balding con man named Trump invents a dangerous threat, tricks town into giving him money, holds a rally in his honor, says he will build a wall, is eventually arrested. Ooh. We'll see if all that...
Listen to me. I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
This is definitely time travel.
100%.
Listen to me, Trump. This is a weird story. A woman is locked up after she smashed her way into a police station. Police say she had been harassing and stalking a police officer who had arrested her before. We have the news story on Bone TV. Check this out with video of her breaking into the police station. Here we go. Look at this.
Police say Ashley Keister of Nanticoke met that officer when she was arrested in May of last year. But police say this past week, she started sending him drawings and calling 911 just to talk to him. Surveillance video from outside the West Wyoming Police Department
shows
Ashley Keister knocking on the door very early on Monday. When that didn't work, she smashed her way in, using a cigarette butt holder. Police say Keister was there to see a specific officer she had been harassing through social media. Authorities say she was bothering that officer with sexual advances so often that the chief had to tell Keister to stop.
I made her sign a piece of paper saying that she wouldn't contact the specific officer.
He broke the window?
Like she's been, and I was sending him upwards of 20 plus messages a day.
But just hours after signing that paper, Keister called 911 and told dispatchers she was coming to the West Wyoming Borough Building looking for that specific officer. Police say these are the cigarette butt holders that Keister used to break into the building. And they say they needed a brand new window panel installed because of the mess she made.
She then entered the building, rummaged through the filing cabinets out in the borough building, try to gain entry again by kicking the door in from the borough side into the police department.
Police say when officers tried to arrest her, Keister swung at them. It took two officers to take her into custody.
We definitely have to beef up security, look around at all our municipal buildings, fire EMS and police to make sure that people like this can't break in and get to first responders.
Keister has been charged with aggravated assault, harassment, and criminal mischief, among other things. She's locked up tonight in Luzerne County Jail on $50,000 bail.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
Well, first of all, if you're that officer, aren't you very flattered?
Oh,
100%, yeah.
This bitch would break a window for
right?
me.
Right?
Yeah. And probably wishing that she was better looking, because she looks like a husky lady.
Right.
She's very strong.
You know, the other cops are busting his balls. Oh, yeah. Your bitchy girlfriend's here. What is the craziest thing some stalker woman has ever done for you?
I had a lady I had a girl like waiting outside my apartment. I had to turn my lights off and hide in the bathroom.
Was
ding dong knock 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 knock, and like trying to open the door and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, yeah.
I had to do that one time. I had a girl go in one end of the building and I ran out the back and went around, got my car and took off. I had a chick. Did you ever crazy stories? Anything?
Not that I really. I remember I dated a girl in college. Her name was Lori, and she worked at this taco place that my buddy Casey worked at. And one night I told her that I couldn't hang out, and then she ended up coming with him to this party that I was at.
Oh, that's Casey's fault.
Yeah. It was a whole. She made a very dramatic scene at this party.
Mm. Carmen,
I had a boyfriend that was living with me one time. And, like, I broke up with him, and he was like, but I need a little time to, like, find a place to live. I was like, okay, I'll give you a week, or you can just go back home with your mom. Like, you can't just stay with me. And he refused to leave, so finally got to the point where I, like, had to pack all of his stuff up in trash bags and put it outside. I had to do that 3 times. Because
what if that was just his way of getting you to pack all his stuff?
No, but 3 times. So I would pack it up, put it outside, and then he would bring it back inside and put it away.
Oh, wow.
And then I had to do, and I was like, bro, like, you can't.
You gotta change the locks.
Yeah. Well, that's what I ended up having to do after I did that 3 times, because he wouldn't leave.
Damn, Blaine.
By the way, real quick, in the story they say cigarette holder, and it makes you think that, like, the little plastic tip.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it's the thing that you outside.
It's a big ashtray.
Yeah, that you put the cigarettes in, you know, that has the hole on the top, whatever. She picked up that whole big thing and smashed
the window
with it.
So do we think that this is just her being nuts,
yes,
or did
nuts.
He? But
or did he bang her?
Yeah, and something.
What?
And
she's still nuts.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. But was he involved, or is it just I'm obsessed, crazy, or you said you loved me?
Yeah,
no, get over it. You know.
Do you remember my crazy stalker's daughter called the show one time to tell me that she died?
No.
What?
So
was I here?
Yeah. Because she called. I think we were still doing. I think we were doing mornings. I don't know if it was morning. But she called and she was like, hey, my mom is your ex-girlfriend and she passed away and I just wanted to tell you. And I was like,
wow.
I really didn't have any girlfriends besides my wife in this state. You know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, girlfriend. And then I figured out who it was. It was this girl who was attractive, but she was way too aggressive and eager and it didn't. And nothing happened between us. And one time she showed up and she was like, I got a hotel room. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to a hotel room.
Good for you.
And
enjoy it.
Yeah. And she could not understand how I would say no. And I was like, I don't know if I was married or just dating a man. I think we just had gotten married. But I was like, I'm not. I can't do that. And I'm not doing it. And she was like, finally, on the last ditch attempt, she goes, seriously, I can't. I drove all the way here. I got a hotel room. All I want is one night. And I was like, first of all, your one night is going to be so disappointing for you. And second of all, I'm like, there's no way. And she goes, I'm desperate. I'll do anything. She goes, you want me to go to the ATM and get money out?
Oh.
And I went, no, how much would you get? And I was like, man. No. And then I went home and told my wife, and my wife said the same thing. What? How much was she willing to get? I felt bad because I think that woman, and then she died really young. So well, I bet you she had probably a little bit of a problem. She's very attractive. But the kind that you knew that something was...
Now, what if you would have gotten your wife like a gift card to Sephora or something, whatever, and said, now, here's $200, but here's how I got it.
Just don't ask me any questions. That might have worked out.
I think the craziest stalker that I just realized was the girl that's pregnant now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there was a time period where I stopped talking to her, and she was blowing my phone up on a regular basis.
She's really hot,
too. But
that's
got
to be hard to walk away from.
Yeah, it was.
Back when I was bartending, I was dating a girl, and she was Turkish. She was, like, from Turkey, a little crazy, but super hot. But we, you know, wound up kind of breaking up and stuff. And then I came out to my car, and she was hiding under my car.
Oh, that's terrifying. Oh. She grabbed your ankle?
She was hiding under my car. I was like, all right, let's go.
Oh, I love a crazy bitch like that. Yeah. Get in. No.
A guy in Virginia got into a police chase on Wednesday morning, and when the cops finally stopped him, he said it was, quote, his lifelong dream to run from the police. He's been charged.
I get that.
He's been charged with eluding so far, but probably more charges to come. But, you know.
They should sell that in Vegas as a thing you do. They make a car with a roll cage, and then they tell you go, and then they chase you with two police cars. You got to outrun them.
Remember that show that Jesse James did? Where he had to try and get away from
he had to get
from point A to point B, and the cops had to try and stop him, and he had to try. I mean, it was a closed off area, whatever, neighborhoods and this and that. But, yeah, it was a pretty interesting show where you just go and try and get there.
I got something for you. Remember when we had the kid who got arrested? They got fined for having a lemonade stand in Dunedin?
Yeah.
That was good because that's when we were doing afternoons. I read the story in the morning and then I tweeted it out and I was like, we're going to make this kid rich today.
Spanish went out there. Yeah. And all
the kid was just trying to sell lemonade to make money so he could buy something nice for his mom or his parents who were hard workers or whatever. Yeah. He wanted a gift card to take him to Olive Garden or something. Mm-hmm. And one of the neighbors complained that he was having a lemonade stand without a license and they actually had to go down there and shut the kid down. So that day we sent Spanish out there with a table and lemonade and the kid and all that and made thousands of dollars for the kid. There's kind of a new thing here. There's a 12-year-old kid with a congenital heart defect that is in Wesley Chapel. Have you seen this yet?
No, I have not.
It's an adorable little kid, and he is having a birthday party. His name is Eric Pyburn. He's holding a birthday party at Old McMickey's Farm in Odessa, which is where I had my daughter's birthday party last year. The Wesley Chapel boy is inviting everyone to celebrate his birthday with him. He's hosting a birthday bash at Old McMickey's Farm in Odessa in February and told everybody to come. His parents said the doctors did not expect him to even make it to his first birthday, but their son just turned 12 years old in December. This is a kid that wasn't even supposed to live. For the first 3 years of Eric's life, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk. Eric was born with the congenital heart defects and has been in and out of hospital since birth. He had 4 open heart surgeries. He needs oxygen all the time, and his mother has to give him a long list of medications. They say he's a really good kid. He likes Finding Nemo and Finding Dory, and he wants to have everybody show up to celebrate this birthday with him. So they're inviting you to buy tickets for $10, and you can get to go to the birthday party. And money for the ticket sales will go to the family's medical bills, which are just tremendous
because
these kids had to go through this since birth. So I linked it up to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeHaldaShow. There's a link right there where you can buy the tickets. In my opinion, whether you want to actually go physically to the party or not, it doesn't matter. Buy the tickets. Right. You could help the family if you want. But I think we should go to the party. I think we should go. And we should bring. We should find out what else they need and bring everything to the party.
And he's a cute little kid.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I mean, ugly, definitely not. You're a terrible person.
Oh,
Carmen.
Goddamn, Galvin.
That's not what I said.
Not is exactly
you're horrible. You're up there with R. Kelly.
That is not what I said. I just said he's an adorable little kid. Like right, this little picture, he's happy, you know, like besides everything.
Right. He's not some miserable uggo. That's what you're saying.
According to the website, Eric is an amazing kid. And his birthday is fast approaching. It's February 3rd. It's going to be happening from 11 to 3 at Old McMickey's Farm. Old McMickey's is beautiful. It's out there on a lake. It's all nice and clean. They got little goats. They got a whole bunch of stuff. So you got Eric and some of his friends will be there, which include our nerd engineers and their 501st Legion that we talked about.
Cool.
So the Star Wars people will be there. You'll get farm admission, parking, a slice of pizza, then the birthday party. They'll have drinks there. Superhero and princess meet and greets, birthday activities. Spanish, I need you to reach out to the family today and find out what else they need. What else we could bring.
You got it.
I don't think the kid's 12. He doesn't want Pitbull Toddler to play.
I was going to say, does he need some 40-somethings playing rock music?
Right, but maybe if they need a DJ or if they need something, I'll go to this party. We're going to go and we'll have a ball. Yeah, we're all going. We're all going. I'm in. You in?
I'm in.
Okay,
do they need a princess? I have princess costumes.
Where?
I can dress up.
Look like a Disney princess.
I can totally dress up as Elsa, Cinderella, Tangled, Rapunzel.
I'll dress up as some sort of, maybe. Is there a Disney monster?
Yeah.
I'll dress up as that.
You can dress up as what's him from Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, the blue guy. Sully. Yeah. Seriously, though, the link is on the page. If you want to go to the party, we're going to the party. Spanish, we'll call him today. We'll find out what else they need. Because in all honesty, they may have everything that they need already.
Yeah.
But if they were like, you know, it would really be cool if we had a cotton candy machine. We'll get you a goddamn cotton candy machine. We'll find it. Whatever you need, we'll get it done.
A margarita machine.
That's the thing. The link is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeHaltaShow. You can find all the information there. And if you can't go, spend the $10 and buy the kid a ticket so you can help pay for their medical cost.
There's a 47-year-old woman named Jana Moshkat. She's from Pennsylvania, and she was in court facing a DUI charge. But her attorney tried to get the case thrown out because the police report noted that Jana had been chewing on her coat before she took the breathalyzer test. And there could have been chemicals in the coat that threw off the results. Unfortunately for Jana, the cops also noted that she smelled like alcohol and failed other sobriety tests, and the coat chewing couldn't explain either of those things, whatever, so the judge ruled there's enough evidence to go to trial. It was a good try.
I used to work with a sales guy who I liked a lot. This isn't a negative on him, but we were in his car one time, and he goes, hey, look at this. Talk like that. Hey. And he had like a breath spray.
Yeah.
And like when you got bad breath, it freshened your breath. And I go, okay. And he goes, look at the ingredients.
Alcohol.
And I go, oh. And he goes, yeah. So if you get pulled over, a couple of sprays. And I go, oh, yeah? And what? And he goes, when you go to court. And you go, I use this. And I go, you know what else you can do? You can not drink and drive.
Yeah.
That might also help you out. You're going through a lot of steps here. Maybe
also,
get a cab.
If a woman says you took advantage of her, just, you
know, yeah, what?
Maybe just don't. Be so aggressive.
Listen, R. Kelly.
Yeah. Relax over there.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, this story is already getting a lot of activity on our Facebook page. I couldn't sleep, and I saw this in the middle of the night, and I put it up there. And already there's a guy who said, I'll donate my food truck, provide burgers and hot dogs, and I have a cotton candy machine. I didn't even see that.
Nice.
Yeah. So, this is good. I guarantee you we're going to make this thing huge.
Yeah, have a party. I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's like when we use our superpowers for good every once in a while.
Nice. Yeah. There is a Waffle House in Georgia. They have fired several employees.
Scram it and slam it.
And they're apologizing to a local couple after a video was posted to social media showing the restaurant employees pouring food on an unconscious man and picking him up and dancing with him like a doll. The man was drunk and had passed out at the Waffle House in Georgia last Wednesday. That's when two restaurant employees recorded video of themselves pouring condiments, including ketchup, on the man. We actually have some video on Bone TV. Check this out. Here we go. Waffle House.
Two Waffle House workers are off the job. They were seen on video putting food on a customer who was passed out at the counter. We first showed you this video last night. It's from the Waffle House on Evans Mill Road in Lithonia. Today, Waffle House fired the workers It happened last week. You see someone put salt and then a slice of cheese and then ketchup on the man's head. His fiance told us he was in the restaurant to sober up.
Yeah, that's what you go to Waffle House
for. Yeah,
that's what you do. Yeah.
You go to Waffle House even though you know that there's roaches crawling on the walls there.
Yeah.
Because you have to sober up before you go home. That's why they're conveniently located next to clubs and highways. And
yeah, sleep, have some food, relax a little bit and stuff. So the potential crime is listed as simple battery because of them touching him and doing the stuff. So, yeah, so they're fired and could be facing.
Oh, he'll sue them.
We'll see what happens with that. So we talked a little bit about the Super Bowl yesterday where Maroon 5, the NFL hasn't officially announced them as the halftime show, but they're talking about they're trying to get the Rolling Stones to play and stuff. But have you seen who a lot of people want to have play for the Super Bowl halftime show? Have you seen this at all?
Anybody? I have not.
Someone has started a petition to have SpongeBob SquarePants song performed during the Super Bowl halftime show.
What's the SpongeBob SquarePants?
It's called Sweet Victory, and over a million people have signed the petition.
What?
Yeah, it's because of the creator of SpongeBob who died last year. Sweet Victory is a song that SpongeBob performs halftime at the Bubble Bowl. But the guy who voices SpongeBob isn't actually the guy who sings it. The guy who sings it is a guy named David Glenn Isley, who was with a few different bands. One of them was House of Lords.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember them. But anyways, here's a little bit of the song Sweet Victory from SpongeBob that they once performed at the halftime show. Here we go.
Hell yeah.
That's a horrible song.
What?
That's a horrible great song. It's a great SpongeBob episode.
Over a million people have signed the petition. So.
Oh, man. No, sign me up, Calvin. Know.
That's ridiculous.
Sweet victory.
But can I just tell you real quick?
What?
If you got any.
Are you ready, kid?
I'd much rather hear this.
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
That I would listen to.
Sure.
That song was terrible.
Do you know who Sarah Thomas is?
Oh, the late, great Sarah Thomas.
Nope, she's still alive.
Oh, the brave Sarah Thomas. The things she did.
I guess you could say brave.
I mean, without Sarah, we wouldn't have, McNuggets.
Nope.
I don't know who Sarah Thomas is.
Has something to do with football.
Oh, she sewed the first football.
No.
She put the stitching on it.
Sarah Thomas will become the first woman to officiate an NFL playoff game on Sunday during the Patriots-Chargers game. Here she is talking with...
So this hasn't happened before? Because she's been in the league, right?
No, but this is the first playoff game.
Oh, a playoff game.
Yeah, this is the first playoff game.
I have to tell you, this is unbelievable that it's 2019 before this happens.
Yeah. Here she is with Harry Connick Jr. back in 2017 talking about how she became a referee in the NFL. Here we go.
I grew up loving sports in Pascagoula, Mississippi, not too far from New Orleans.
That's right.
And then once I got into the program, as far as the Division I level and then into the developmental program with the NFL, worked several New Orleans Saints scrimmages. And so practice preparation, and then I got hired last year. You know, I never looked at my gender as something that would hold me back. Thank goodness my father instilled in me that, just never to depend on a man for anything, right? I just never allow that to hold me back. And the guys is such a professional. The NFL has done it right. They are truly a lot of professional men, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
It's funny because, like you said, can't believe it's 2019. This is just happening now.
Yeah, right?
But you have to imagine she makes one wrong call,
And
she is going to get blasted.
Yeah, even though guys have made wrong calls for
years, they get a lot of crap for it too and stuff. But add female on top of that, oh, that's why, I'm sure
probably got her period.
Yeah, that's probably she's probably dating one of the guys on the other team. So, you know, the Billboard Hot 100?
I do.
R. Kelly's been on there. Sure. He has a lot of songs.
He's the Eddie Van Halen of.
There is a song that has debuted at number 32, Now, you may be familiar with this song. I don't know whether your daughter's too old for this or maybe this is right in the wheelhouse or not, but this is a song called Baby Shark. Do you know what this is?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
We have some video that goes along with it. Well,
my son, I think, told
me. To anyone who has not heard it, welcome to Earworm. Here you go. Check this out. Good grief.
So wait a second.
Have you seen the Baby Shark one, though?
The Baby Shark, what do you mean? With the little kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's a bunch of different videos. There's remixes and all kinds of different stuff.
I want to hear a remix because I bet that gets down.
Joey, if you can go back to the very beginning of this, the thing that kind of threw me off a little bit, if you can go back to the video, the beginning of the video, is her. I don't need baby songs and then big boobs bouncing.
Yeah, that's right? Pretty awesome.
That threw me off a little
bit. I actually do need that.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That made me feel weird.
I need a lot of that. Brittany, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Man.
Hey, I was just calling to get more information on that old Mick McKee's farm. I was trying to see on the website, but maybe I just can't find it.
Okay, it's on our, I'll tell you, but it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. And if you scroll down, it is the first story. And it is happening on the 3rd of February, and the link is there to buy your tickets. Hold on, I'm trying to see if there's an easy way to give out the link. I'll tweet it out as well. Okay, so it looks like they're selling tickets at Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite and you search probably Old McMickey's Farm, it'll probably come right up.
All right, yeah, I was looking on the website.
Yeah, people are pointing out on our Facebook page that that's also Super Bowl Day, I think Super Bowl Sunday. But this is from 11 to 3. There's nothing going on the Super Bowl between 11 and 3 o'clock. And if you can't go, buy the $10 ticket and, you know, do it that way.
Right.
Help out the family.
Yeah, I don't really watch Super Bowl anyway. I was thinking about taking my son and supporting cause and all that.
Listen, I've been there. That place is, kids love it. It's great. My daughter had a birthday party there last year. I want to take this to the next level, though. Like, this kid's going to have our nerd engineers, some cotton candy, and some pizza. I want to bring a band, not necessarily our band. Like, I want to make it ridiculously big, you know? All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for helping out. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Matt. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, you know, I didn't actually love Avocado Rocker, but he was a big part of the show, and I was going to make a suggestion of maybe adding him to your outro theme.
He's in there.
He is in there already.
Oh, is he? I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize. I'm a big fan, but I never caught that.
It's the part where he says, well, he called me a monkey.
that's right.
Him.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, I'm glad to see that. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. See, that's how much we like Avocado. We put him in there before we even realized
it.
Yeah. No, he is. He's in there for sure. And it's funny.
Earworm, right? Hopefully this will clean out your earworm. This is a cover song, the song you'll know immediately. I have actually not listened to this on purpose. This is a band covering another song, a song that we like. See if you can figure out what band is doing this cover, okay?
Mm-hmm.
New music. Here we go. Any guesses?
I don't know who the band is. I mean, I know the song.
It's a cover band?
No, it's a cover of that song. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, this band did a cover of the song.
Love the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Got it. Muse.
Yeah.
Muse. Yeah.
It's too similar. I'll get it. It's too similar to the regular song.
Yeah, they didn't change it up much, but I really like Muse. They're a great band, and sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Have you seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
I have.
Spanish, have you?
I have not.
You have not?
I know, I gotta see it.
Carmen, have you?
No, I haven't.
Well, good news for you guys, because a sing-along version of Bohemian Rhapsody is hitting 750 theaters today. The song lyrics will be displayed on the screen, and the audience is encouraged to sing along with it. So if you want to go see Bohemian Rhapsody, if you haven't seen it or you want to see it again, you're a Queen fan and you want to sing along, it's hitting 750 theaters today, where it'll have the lyrics up on the screen so you can sing along.
I'd do that. I'd get really drunk and go there and do that. But there's
kind of like Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of singing in that.
No.
Not like Mamma Mia. Every 2 seconds, it was a song.
Right.
And I did go see the sing-along version.
And most of the songs in there until the end, it's just like little clips of it. You know?
Really?
Yeah. There is. But then the end, they show at Wembley Stadium. Was it Wembley?
It was, yeah, for Live
Aid. Yeah.
Important that you learn, you don't know the lyrics, but at some point you got to go, you got me.
Did Gio take Bam Margera yesterday?
Yeah.
Somebody did, yeah.
It was Gio?
Yeah, he took it on the first day.
Bam Margera insists he doesn't need professional help when it comes to booze, but one of his friends from Jackass says that his life is in stake after he prematurely left rehab. According to Bam's lengthy journal entry, he says that he realized he didn't need rehab. A few days into his latest treatment, which is his third time in rehab, Bam says he bailed because he didn't need any detox or medication to kick his alcohol cravings. Not only that, he said he was sitting around doing nothing, feels very unproductive and stuff, so he wound up splitting. So that could be a step in the wrong direction for old Bam Margera.
I saw Richard Lewis tweet at Artie Lang yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was telling him, you know, that because Richard Lewis, also an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
he was like, you know, you got to give in and give up your addiction. And he's like, your life will change. And then a bunch of celebrities that I didn't know, you know, were alcoholics or drug users tweeted also at Artie about how much better their life was after.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to be sadly a good pick, too, because I really like Artie.
Right.
But things are not good for him.
No. And also another pick, actually, that Gio took, Jerry Stiller from Seinfeld and King of Queens, had a health scare yesterday, but his family says he's doing
fine. Oh, good.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Thank God.
That's according to his family, so we'll
see. Hold on, Jerry.
Football's most famous virgin is pretty close to losing his V card.
You know what you're talking about?
Former
Gerald McCoy.
Former NFL quarterback and devout Christian Tim Tebow announced his engagement to former Miss Universe Demi Lee Nell Peters on his Instagram page. Have you seen her yet or no?
No, I've only seen the engagement pictures, which you really can't see her very good.
Joey, I sent you another one. I think you got it there. A picture of her in a bikini, I think, from she's odd looking. Yeah, she's good looking. She's attractive, but she has a kind of an odd look to her.
Let me see her.
Joey, I sent that to you afterwards in another email. Yeah, there she is.
Okay.
So
far, so good.
Yeah. I mean, but she has kind of a unusual look to her. Let's say that.
She's like an alien.
Yeah, she does kind of look like an alien.
But a real hot alien. Look at that.
Sure.
Go down one, Carmen. Oh, she's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, they're going to make beautiful babies.
But she has, her eyes are very separated, right?
Yeah.
Is that what's throwing me off a little bit?
That's fine.
Is he still a virgin? Do we know that? Like,
well,
that's what he says. I doubt it.
Did you see what I tweeted the other day?
No.
I can't say it on air. I said when he sees for the first time, he is going to freak out. That's going to be weird. According to a psychology professor in Texas, I've got some good news for you guys. We should actually start our New Year's resolutions on March 4th.
Oh, good.
Yeah, got plenty of time. His reasoning is that we should give ourselves the first 8 weeks of 2019 not to figure out what we want to change, but how we're going to go about it. So the slowly incorporating small changes, finding people who can help motivate you and that type of stuff. So you still have until March 4th before have to put the hammer down.
So that's when the year starts?
That's when you start with your resolutions and stuff. Yeah.
Listen, I stopped drinking this week. I was going to try to go a couple, but you know what? I'll wait till March.
Well, Carmen, I've got some good news for you. Since you're waiting until March, do you have a Costco card?
I do not.
Well, maybe find somebody who does. Or
I do.
Go in and go, oh, Spanish. Maybe Spanish. Okay. I think everybody's going to enjoy this. Costco just started selling a 27-pound bucket of mac and cheese.
What?
That is six gallons of mac and cheese. There it is up on Bone TV. Or 180 servings, depending on how big the servings you do.
How long before they find a rat's head in it?
It has a shelf life of 20 years. If you
20
want-
years?
Whoa. Oh.
That was the mac and cheese disco.
Oh, my God.
Baby shark, 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 mac and cheese.
I can't see it. Bird box, what happened?
Oh, my God, dude.
It has a shelf life of 20 years. If you want one, it's going to cost you $90, so it's just $2 per serving. So you can check it out. Go get a big old bucket of mac and cheese from Costco.
I know a lot of doctors that say if something lasts for 20 years, you should put it in your body for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If it lights on fire, it lasts 20 years.
This might be good for me to put in my gun room.
Yeah.
Survive
just in
on
case.
That.
Yep. Rice and mac and cheese. Yeah.
Finally in news, Variety has a list of the 100 movies that made the most money at the box office last year. I have the top 10 here along with the money that they made in the U.S. for 2018. So what do you think were some of the top, made the most money in 2018 at the box office for U.S.? Avengers, Infinity War came in at number two with $678.8 million.
Han Solo.
Solo came in at number 10. With $213.8 million.
Black Panther.
Number one, Spanish. Yeah. Black Panther, $700 million.
God damn.
That's pretty good.
What else you got?
What are the big movies?
You got number one, number two.
Was there a Transformers movie that year?
No.
Okay.
What year is this?
2018, last year.
I'm familiar with it.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah.
No, good guess, but not in there.
Aquaman.
No. I think that... Did that come out last? Well, yeah, but it only came out for a little bit, so. Think more superhero movies. Think big movies.
Oh, Wonder Woman? Was that last year?
No.
Deadpool 2?
Deadpool 2 came in at number 5 with $318.5 million. Number 9, Ant-Man and the Wasp came in at number 9. Number 8 was Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, so good.
Number 7, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Number 6 is Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. 5, we said, was Deadpool. Number 4. What was number 4? Big movie. Don't go on the roller coaster because there's... Over your head.
Raptors.
Oh, Jurassic World.
Jurassic World.
Fantastic.
Fallen Kingdom came in at number 4. And number 3...
If you missed it, Carmen said she was worried to go on...
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain because... It was your head could hit the Raptors.
Not the Velociraptors.
Yeah. And number 3 for the movies that made the most money at the box office last year is Incredibles 2.
Oh, I forgot that came out.
With $608.6 million. Number 2 is Avengers, Infinity War. Number 1, Black Panther, the big winner, with $700 million, Wakanda Forever.
So, Wakanda.
Wakanda
Forever.
That was a good movie.
That was good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I like the Avengers is on Netflix, I'm sure, as you all know now, and I love that movie so goddamn much.
Do you?
I really do. I watch it over and over and over. I could watch it and then immediately start it over as soon as it ends.
It was all right.
Oh, I loved it.
It was good. I'm looking forward to the next one.
Yeah.
I thought Solo, for as much as they talked about it, and this guy can't act, and blah, 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 and bad choice, I thought Solo was a good movie.
Yeah. I didn't think he did so bad either.
No.
Yeah. The problem was is that he wasn't exactly like Han Solo, which he really didn't need to be.
Yeah. Right.
I thought the movie was good. I thought the background story was good. The only Star Wars movie that I've seen that I hated was the last one with Mark Hamill.
The Last Jedi?
The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
so, I liked it,
he really made it bad with his stupid stuff. I really didn't like the Jar Jar Binks one. I thought that was bad.
Right, but I mean, there was enough other things, the Darth Maul, the kid. There was enough other things to make it good.
And I thought Rogue One was kind of meh.
I loved Rogue One. Yeah. I thought Rogue One was one of the best ones.
Especially that Darth Vader scene at the end when he's trying to get the plans back. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Rogue One. I thought that was good. But and so what's the timeline on that as far as a new...
Is it next year? Next year we get the another Star Wars.
Oh yeah, that's right. We talked about that. Yeah. I'm gonna be too old next year.
Yeah,
well, I'm not gonna care.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Just like Aquaman. Like I'm like, I haven't seen Aquaman yet.
Yeah.
Too old.
I'm excited for the new Captain Marvel movie. I think that's gonna be really good.
That's gonna be awful.
Okay.
That and the Shazam.
Oh yeah, Shazam's gonna be the worst. The worst ever. Yeah. That is it for news.
All right, let us take a break. It is Friday. It is Friday, right? Friday.
Yeah, it is.
We've been pretty good. We'll take a break. We'll. I'm sorry. I'm watching a video from Channel 10 News. So a guy walks into it looks like maybe a cell phone store. And he pulls a gun out of his waistband, and it drops it, and it falls over the counter. And then he jumps up on the counter and tries to get it, and he falls off the counter. So he just turns around and runs out.